First of all, can you describe to me what is it that you were trying to find out?
Yeah, so we started the project in 2014 because the HTO and Pond Inlet wanted to were concerned about narwhal and vessel traffic on the narwhal. And at that time, we weren't sure when Baffin Land was going to start doing any monitoring and if they were going to be able to get in there before the vessels actually started. So we wanted to jump the gun and do some baseline monitoring before any of the large vessels showed up. So initially, what we were looking for was one, just ambient noise levels. What does the ocean sound like currently? And also, two, what effect, if any, do we think the narwhal or the ships are having on narwhal?
And so how did you go about doing that?
Yeah, so we got a number of hydrophones, and what we first decided to do was put one hydrophone in Tremblay Sound, where there currently is no large, or there wasn't going to be any large vessel traffic, and then one hydrophone in Milne Inlet, which is where the ships are passing through to get down to the bottom of the inlet where the mine is. And so then we could monitor the difference between the two. That was the original intention, and we've morphed it a little bit over time, adding more locations, trying out spots, and moving to more sophisticated hydrophones over time.
And so what did you find?
Well, we found a number of things that were interesting. One, we found that animals are calling more, so they're communicating amongst each other more in Tremblay Sound, in the sound where there are no vessels. So that's an interesting piece of information. Sound is critical for these animals, as you know. They sound echolocate, but also they communicate with each other, and communication is important for social bonds, especially females and calves. So that was one important and interesting finding that we have so far. And another is that these animals are communicating at a lower frequency than is often discussed, and that particular frequency at which they're socializing overlaps with that of vessel traffic, which is really important when we consider how many vessels are already moving around in that area and how many vessels are proposed to move through that area.
So let's talk about this. I mean, Baffin Land is looking for increasing the output of the Mary River mine. What kind of an
That's right.
effect do you think it will have on the marine life in this Eclipse Sound and around the inlet where their mine is located?
Yeah, so that's the big question mark, is that we don't know. And our concern is that we need to take a precautionary approach. If we don't know exactly what might happen with this increase in vessel traffic, then we need to slow down a minute and really try and understand with the current vessel traffic what those effects are, and then try to extrapolate into the future what that might look like. But we do know that, one, these vessels are operating at frequencies which overlap with animals. Two, the amount of time that these vessels will be spending in the area is significant when you consider how many vessels have to move in and out, and then how long that sound actually propagates through an area. These animals will be exposed to sound potentially 24 hours a day. So this is no small interaction that we're talking about. But we don't know. Will they leave the area? Will they arrive later? Will they leave earlier? What are the long-term consequences of reduced communication? These are huge questions that can't be answered in a few years.
So, what would you like to happen practically? What would you like Baffin Land to do in this case?
Yeah, so right now, last year the mine was shipping 5.1 million tons out of the inlet. And they are approved right now to ship 6 million tons, and that's what they'll be shipping out this year, I assume. And they're asking for 12 million tons. So currently they haven't even shipped 6. So what I would like to see happen is for this process to slow down and really look at how these vessels are affecting the marine life, including narwhals, seals, invasive species, other animals, before the approval process goes forward to double that output.
How many, I don't know, ships or how many voyages does it take to, transport 5 million or 6 million tons of
Yeah.
iron ore?
It's hard to imagine. So last year they had 150 trips. So that's one-way trips of vessels moving in and out. So that includes iron ore vessels and then a small amount of supply vessels and fuel vessels and things like that. So with the proposed expansion to 12 million tons, it'll be over 350 trips, vessel trips.